for that debt.
Yeah.
I did sign myself up for it, and I don't know. Now I'm here, and it's like, damn. Oh, welcome to another episode of Hold Up in Another Thing, presented by Mixed Vibes Media. You already know the vibes. It's your boy, Mr. Bell, a.k.a. Hello Christ. I'm about to sit again. I'm going to do some more music. Another music podcast. We got a... I've been doing a lot of music. I'm getting to the relationship bag and the having guests bag. I'm going to get back to that real soon. But I've been doing the music and whatnot, so I'm going to keep going on that path for a little bit longer. But I got some guests with me. First off, you know, Mr. Break Glass himself. What up, Will?
What's going on, man? Glad to be back. I told you you got to get that shattering glass noise so you can introduce me correctly.
I gotta work on that. I gotta remember that for the next spot.
The Stone Cold theme. That's what you need right there.
I can't do that one because then it's you know, it's copyright.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, copyright. Yeah, we don't want to do that. Never mind.
You can find some royalty free glass breaking.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I gotta find one of those. I can't use Stone Cold. But y'all already heard that voice. But let me read his actual title. Yeah, go to the messages real quick because he has a title.
Oh god, no.
he has a president of Caucasian urban relations and expressions. Is that correct, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'm president of Caucasian relations. What up, Joe?
What up with you, man?
It's crazy that we had to use. I had to add that title for the episode, for the topic we about to have. And then y'all heard this gentleman on a previous episode, you know, Will's cousin, but I've been knowing this brother for a long time. What's going on, Ed?
What's good, Q?
Man, I'm glad you're here, Ed.
Man, thanks for inviting me back, man. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, man, you always welcome. You always welcome. But, man, Will actually came up with this topic. Indeed, I'm just going to be real. These two topics that we're about to do, thanks to Will. And thanks to Joe, because they did it, and I'm putting them together. But, man, Will, you started off the, you know, Caucasian women rapping.
Yeah, I was just sitting back one day just watching YouTube, and Iggy came on my mind, and I was like, man, what white female rapper better than Iggy? And I said, well, I got to Google some and find some, so... It wasn't hard to find her as the best, but
yeah,
it just crossed my mind.
It's like, who you got? Her, Krayshawn. That's what I got.
Well,
who the hell Krayshawn?
I don't know who the hell that is.
That's well, she ain't been around in forever. She's at least about like 12 years removed from, you know, having any songs that anybody would know, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. All right, but so the name I came up with, I don't know if y'all, I don't know how y'all feel about this name, Justina Valentine. She do songs. She actually has songs. I don't know if they, you know, they ain't really done nothing, but she signed to Nick. That might be part of the reason.
See, like, I tried to do a Google search to find, you know, white female rappers, and it's...
Google laughed at your ass.
I got Kesha, but I don't even feel like she's a rapper anymore, you know?
Hey, I don't think she's a rapper, but I see it, but I don't think she's a rapper.
I mean, Krayshawn, like I said, they got some other ones I've never even heard of these people before. So...
What's her name? Dude, she was on Ridiculousness.
Oh, Chanel West Coast.
Yeah. She got signed. I remember one time she got signed to Cash Money. I don't know if she ever released music, but I know at one point she was signed to Cash Money.
Paris Hilton was.
Well, I mean, listen. Here's the thing.
That's like, crazy.
He just said Paris Hilton.
Chanel was okay.
Paris Hilton Chanel was signed to Cash Money at a point, though.
Was she really?
Ash Nico. Yeah.
Yeah, remember Paris Hilton had that all that buzz. So Bobby was just trying to capitalize off a buzz. You know, he's a businessman. That's what he's gonna do. But here's, do we need more white female rappers? I asked Ed. I said, you know one? And he was like, nah.
What's her name? Cash Me Outside, Bad Baby.
Oh, yeah, she's not a rapper. She just do OnlyFans.
Right. That's just on this list right here that I'm going through. I'm like, okay. Somebody Chanel that, West that Coast. List, I've heard that name.
That list was a whole bunch of names you ain't never heard. I read the list and I was like, yeah, I don't know any of these people. So
right.
They got Fergie on this list, and I look at Fergie as a single.
Right.
Was Pink a rapper?
You know,
more like pop.
Yeah, she's more pop than anything.
Yeah, and then she went away from that lane when she. Oh, it's gonna sound bad when I say it, but she was in the hip hop vein and the R&B vein when she first came out. But when she got her bread, she went to the pop.
But like, so she never wanted to do that first album. The first thing that she came out with, they basically came to her and were like, you're not going to be famous. You're not going to get anything unless you do exactly what we tell you to do. So here's what you're going to put out. And so she put that out and she's like, this isn't me. This is what I want to be.
Okay. So yeah. I'm glad you said that, because then I was painting the picture of, you know, when she got on, she went for another crowd. But this wasn't the crowd she never wanted in the first place.
Yeah, they just L.A. Reid and them were like, this is who you have to be if you want to get famous. And she decided, hey, we're going to try a different route.
She got famous, though.
Fuck yeah, she did.
It worked. Yeah. It worked. But I think she got bigger once she, you know, of course, she did, I guess, what she wanted to do. She became bigger. All right. So I guess we go back to the question. Will, you said it. Do we need more white female rappers? What do you think?
I don't know, like, I'm kind of torn. I mean, not to say that, like, I don't think white people should rap, because that's, you know, that ain't the case, but when I listen to rap, I like to listen to people who I can feel like can relate to my struggle and my story. And, I mean, unless she, you know, grew up like me, and I probably ain't gonna listen to it. But if she come out spitting bars, it's about like some humble shit and it ain't all about just popping her ass, then I might give her a go. So I think if she just have a right lane, she'd be all right.
All right. Hey, what you think? You think we need more Caucasian female rappers?
I mean, honestly, the ones y'all name, I ain't know none of them people. if it's 100 of them start tomorrow, I was just saying, if it's 100 of them that start tomorrow, I'm not gonna know them. I don't listen for them. I don't like listening to a lot of commercial stuff, so I mean, it's not like I'd be on the radio and hear it and be like, dang, that's a banger, you know. I guess I'm saying I really don't care if they come out. I ain't going to listen to them.
Maybe that's why they ain't came out, though, because they feel like we ain't going to take them seriously.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, well, this is just one man's opinion, right? I feel like when it comes to music, no matter if they don't like it or they do like it, it's always one person that's going to like it. Even if that one person is just you. You feel me? I don't really.
If you're a nigga who like your music, don't put that shit out then. Like,
I was gonna say, if you can't get nobody else to rock with your stuff, it's
hard to get somebody like it. But I probably wouldn't be the person that care for it.
So we don't need none in his eyes because he ain't checking for him anyway.
No, true, I guess. Yeah,
it's kind of hard to like female rappers, period. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be my next question.
Like, okay, you know, some rappers, like Eve and stuff like that, you can bop her music, you know what I mean? But I ain't never bought an Eve album. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Female rappers is like, she might have a nice feature or something, but I'm not about to go search the album.
But the dudes don't really like, I don't know too many niggas who bag like female albums.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I was going to say that is the conversation we are having is it's kind of we all males here. So
yeah,
it's not even just about female white rappers, it's just about female rappers in general, because how much are we supporting female rappers? Like if we're not going out to buy albums, we might listen to a single here and there, you know what I'm saying? But as far as bad albums, when's the last, can y'all think of a female rapper album that y'all listened to? The album, the actual album, not just a song, an actual full album.
Ooh. Like you saying, who's the last female like rapper's full album that you bought?
Yeah, or listen to in general. Yeah.
Oh, listen to in general.
I've never bought one.
I was going to say, honestly, the last one I ever bought was that Eve album.
I've never bought one.
My brother, I think he had got that Mercedes album when it came out.
My Lord.
We never seen the album, though. We was just about the album cover. We never listened to the album, you know?
Yeah. I remember I had with Queen Latifah's album back in the day.
I mean, I might have listened to the last female album I listened to was a Nicki Minaj album in her early career. She had a lot of songs. I can't remember which one it was, but she had a nice amount of radio hits on that album, and I wanted to hear what else she had.
She only got like three albums, so
yeah.
I was gonna say it was the Pink Print.
It was probably something that I ain't
probably the one you're talking about.
But yeah, that was probably the last album I listened to. Like just like sat down and like really like went through the tracks and listened from the like. Yeah, I've never bought one. I mean, I've been listening to you for a long time. You know, since the '90s, and I like Ed said, remember those times where niggas, you know, was rolling with No Limit real heavy. And I mean, I might know somebody who owned a Mia X album, but it wasn't like heavy in rotation. Hey,
Mia X, yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
Gangsta Boom, 36 Mafia. There we go.
The last female album I listened to, which it's more so because I do the pod, but I listened to Glow, Glorilla. I listened to her last album, mainly because I use her lyric as an AKA, so I feel like I have to listen to her.
Pay homage.
Yeah, I have to listen to Glow. I have to give Glow a listen because out of respect, because I use her, like I said, I use her bar. I think I listen, like Will said, I think it's the Pink Print came out 2014, the one with all the, you know, the singles or whatever. I listened to that Nicki album. I'm gonna listen to some Missy albums, but if I'm gonna tell you the truth, I can't think of the name of the ones I listen to. It ain't like I listen to every single song neither. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And then you go to the Lauryn Hill album, but the Education of Lauryn Hill, but that's one album. And then she sung a lot on that album too.
That's what they wasn't compromised.
Yeah. So it depends on how you look at that one. If you count that one, which I know a lot of people do. I'm kind of like Will in the sense of there's really an R&B album. She rapped on this song.
Yeah.
So them is the only ones I could point to. Oh, Meg. I think the Meg one I listened to was actually a mixtape, wasn't an actual album, but I say Meg. So yeah. Joe, you know, as the Caucasian person here, why do you think the female rappers white female rappers don't get as much play as the white male rappers? Is it just because they females?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, you're already looking at, like, we're over here talking about female rappers versus male rappers in general and how much play they're going to get. Now, if you look at white people in rap, aside from Eminem, it's very hard, you know, to really think of anybody that gets a lot of like play and things and gets a lot of recognition. You know some people, but they don't have like that mainstream relevancy like he does. So if you were to combine those two things, you know, white female, the chances of that succeeding are so needle in a haystack. Most of the time, what'll end up happening is they'll just, like, if they do start to succeed, it's classified as pop music after that. No longer hip hop.
True. I mean, that's true. I mean, that's true. Because even, I think it got to the point where Eminem, he's not even, he no longer gets considered as a rap. He gets considered as pop. Even though that's the thing he tried, he fight it so hard against to not be. But yeah, I mean, I also think the demographic plays into it. There's not so many white female rappers because there's not that many, you know, white females listening to rap.
But there is a whole bunch.
You think it's enough to make a whole genre for a woman, for white female rapper?
I don't think that they would listen to that genre.
Okay.
I think I've seen just through like social media the some of the climate in hip hop, and the young white woman is deeply involved in it. Like when you see the concerts of the you know, Cardi B's and Nicki's, the young white girls out there. So I think if they had somebody who came out that really like attracted them, then yeah, they would be there for
it. Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
The hip hop version of Taylor Swift. That's what they need.
Taylor Swift rapped on a song. Did y'all know it with TK?
Randomly.
Yeah, she if I find the clip, if I find it, I'll send it to y'all. Yeah. She did a song with T-Pain. Again, I didn't know Paris Hilton was signing to Cash Money. I knew Chanel West Coast was, but I ain't, like I said, I ain't know Paris was. But speaking of hip hop, Joe, you had an idea about One Hit Wonders in hip hop?
Yeah. Yeah, I was for some reason, man, that DRS song Gangsta Lean popped in my head out of nowhere, and I thought, man, this is a great one-hit wonder, because you never heard anything else about them after that. And it just got me thinking about like all these other rappers that really came and did like one song, maybe got a little bit famous, and just gone after that.
All right, so everybody come share some ideas on some one-hit wonders. When Joe, when you said it, the first one that popped in my head was Mims, This Is Why I'm Hot.
Uh-huh, yes.
That song took over for the Derby, and then he did nothing after it. Like, that was the song for that Derby.
Yeah, it was.
What about, who was it? Went away. Get Tipsy.
I disagree with that one.
Did he have anything else?
He did. For Daquan? He did for me.
Hey, low key. I don't know how many niggas gonna agree with this, but at the time his song came out, we was really big into getting CDs and listening to albums, seeing if you had enough tracks to like really make keep the niggas in attention. Jaquan's album was actually pretty damn good. Now I know I sound crazy, but his album was pretty good. He had some weird shit on there, but for the most part, it was pretty good.
Yeah, no. He had a, what was it called? Hood Bop or Hood something? That was the second single. I wouldn't put it. Personally, I understand why you would say that, though. Because he only had that, I think he only had that one album. But I don't think he would classify as a one-hit wonder for me.
Yeah. Well, see, for me, the first person I thought of at first was Chingy, but then I'm like, no, Chingy couldn't classify because he had Holiday Inn, he had Right There, you know, he had a couple at least. So
One Call Away. Chingy had
a run. Exactly. Yeah, Chingy had a little run.
Chingy had a two-album run. He had a two-album run where he was like one of the hot, I ain't gonna say one of the best rappers, but one of the hottest rappers in the game.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't classify Chingy as that. He had, like I said, it was a little run. My Neck, My Back. What's her name?
Kaya.
Yeah. That's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, my like I said, my first one. Ed, you can you think of one?
Heavy D.
Whoa.
Oh. Wow. He had one hit and he was out of there.
I can't think of any other hits but that one.
That's it. That's all he had.
That's it.
But he stayed around.
But the thing is, what made him a one hit wonder is I like big butts, and I cannot lie. It went on forever on the speakers.
It just didn't.
Yeah.
But that ain't Heavy D.
For that time when that came out.
That ain't Heavy D.
It's not Heavy D.
That's
no, that's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
My bad.
I mean, you ride on Heavy D as well. That's why I was just like,
I don't disagree with Heavy D. What's the one song y'all point to?
I'm just thinking Heavy D's greatest hit was the girl he got pregnant, the chef from Food Network. I can't think of the music. I'm thinking of outside of music.
I can only remember one or two songs from Heavy D. I can't even tell you the names of them right now.
Because
the overweight lover.
Like,
no, I disagree with Heavy D. Does Heavy D have like five number one hits? No, but I wouldn't go one hit wonders because, like, I think to Will's point, like, Heavy D had enough hit songs to stay around. Like, Kaya, my neck, my back, she's only relevant because she says crazy stuff on the internet every once in a while.
True.
Heavy D had enough songs to stick around. Even Jay Kwan at this point, he's still around. Well, because he's on tour with Bow Wow, so I think that's why he got.
Look, if you on tour on some old nigga shit, that don't mean you around. That mean you just chasing the bag.
Okay, but you got enough for people to pay for you. You got to have more than one song for people to actually book you.
What about the Loonies?
About who?
Loonies. You know, I Got Five on it.
I didn't know their name, so yeah, they.
That class is right there.
There's a lot of great one-hit wonders, but a lot of them kind of stuck around. But they that one hit was the one that really put claim to their fame. Okay. You know, like everything else was all right, but you know, Heavy D had one hit that you really think of.
I'm going to have to go through and listen to some Heavy D because I think we're wowing with this one. I got a question, but Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
It's a pop star.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice ain't no rapper, nigga. He's a pop star.
Back then when Vanilla Ice did come out with that song, they was considering him a rapper. They didn't put him under the label of pop.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. He was classified as a rapper. But, you know, just like they classify some people who cross over from rap as pop, that song, he's a pop star. I don't know how else to explain it. I ain't got nothing against Vanilla Ice. I mean, when he came out with that song, I was with it. You know, we were singing it. But, MC Hammer, though, I only felt like, I mean, what, he got two songs, three songs?
I was going to say MC. See, now I feel like we're reaching. Because I feel like MC Hammer had a run.
Well, he made a lot of money. It was real commercial.
True. As you all go, that's what I say. Okay.
But MC Hammer didn't switch over to preaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like on the gospel route. So he wouldn't be considered a one-hit wonder, would he?
I guess you can count his catalog and gospel. So, yeah, he would.
No, I don't think we have to count the gospel catalog. I just don't think MC had a one-hit wonder. So, I think we need to define. So, what's the definition of a one-hit wonder to y'all? Because I think my definition is of a one-hit wonder is different from you, especially from yours, Will.
I'm talking about somebody who literally just had one hit and just kind of faded away.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
And I feel like, yeah, MC Hammer had at least three that I can think of. I mean, he had the first, you know, obviously fucking Can't Touch This. Then, oh God, when there one at right after that, it was about a girl.
Yeah.
And then he had the Addams Family song. That's just the three that popped in my head.
What you say, Ed?
Was that that song about the girl? Was that How You Seen Her?
Yes. Yes. So that, thank you.
I mean, so like when you look up one hit wonder, you look up some of the one hit wonders. One of the ones that pop up is the Jaquan Tipsy. He's classified as a one hit wonder.
I disagree with that one.
So, I mean, I agree to a certain extent. Hurricane Michelle said Hurricane Chris.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Did he have that? No, he had that R&B song. What? Now I gotta look it up.
They got Rump Shaker by Rex and Effect. That's definitely.
I think some of those old cats though, they didn't really care about making more than one hit. They kind of just wanted to make the name for themselves.
No, I can't go with Hurricane Chris. Because he had Hey Baby.
That's it.
Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the I remember Players Rock, and he had Headboard.
I don't remember the last two at all.
Oh man, I remember the I can't go with Hurricane Chris.
Trinidad James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Huey?
Pop, Lock, and Drop It.
RIP. RIP to the man. Yeah. Does the remix count?
As another song. It's the same song.
I was going to say, if the remix count, then no. Because he had the remix with Bow Wow and T-Pain on it, which went hard. It was a good song. But that's that T-Pain era when he was on everything. But if the remix don't count, then I can't think of another Huey song.
Oh, Shot Boys, Party Like a Rock Star.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't remember that song.
What's that kid that was with T.I.?
Young Dro?
Nah, not Young Dro. The one that came out with that rock star song.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about. I can't think of his name to save my life. Because what's the name of that song? Because he came out with the song, then they did a which remixes is right. Back when remixes was a thing, T.I. and Dro was on the remix.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I can't think of the name of that song, but I know who you talk about.
He was considered a one hit wonder.
But just the crazy thing is, I don't even remember hearing the original. I always heard the remix.
That's the only thing everybody bought was the remix.
one from back in my day. Y'all might not remember this, but I know Ed will. Cuckoo Cow.
Oh God, in my project.
My projects.
But he also had Sick and Tired though.
Mm. Yeah, they got him listed top 100 complex. Top 100 one hit wonders.
Complex might be well.
I can't think of the other songs that came out with. So you're a one hit wonder. But that's like to me, like if I can't think of the other song that you came out with, and it wasn't the remix, don't give me no. I remember that remix.
What about Nappy Roots? Wouldn't they be considered one hit wonders?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
They probably had two to maybe three hits on that one album.
I think Nappy Roots is an underrated group all time because they had the joint with Anthony Hamilton. They have more, even though I'm drawing blanks on them. So I'm making this happen. They have one hit wonder. I'm defeating my own argument.
I think.
I should have just said no. I should have just said no. Shut up.
That's the same song that I remember.
Yeah.
I should have just said no. But
they had to side with Anthony Hamilton. What's up? The one where they was talking about Kentucky.
My life, me and Poe. That song.
Yeah, the Poe song. Yeah. And then they had the
But they did songs, but I just don't think it jumped as high as, you know what I'm saying, that song.
True. But see, that goes back to the question of what's defining a one hit wonder, because if you going off somebody having this great one song and then they fall off after the fact, that leads into a lot of people. Like, you going off that speaking in Kentucky, he was like Rocky Zilla's a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
Cause he had Dome.
Well, he had that one hit, and then he had another, though. Like, then he didn't find what did that count. So, Lou's been on a few hits, though. Like,
okay, yeah, that's true. I forgot about the DJ him and Rihanna song. But that was to my point, to where you got some people that came out like super hot, and they had this big hit, and then they fell off. Like A. Marie, A. Marie. It's one thing. One thing was this big song. And then
is she the one who had American Boy?
Nah, that's the one he wanted. Her name was Stale.
Yeah, Stale, my bad.
Oh shit, Blue Contrail. Now we're going to R&B bag, but Blue Contrail hit him up Stale. Well, I think the song was actually called Oops.
Oh.
Parentheses hit him up Stale. But yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
One for the older people, and Joe again. Would you consider Lil Troy or Pastor Troy, one hit wonder?
Pastor Troy, no, Lil Troy, yeah.
I mean, Lil Troy had Want to Be a Baller.
Yeah, I don't really, and you know, I try to like, I look up a lot of different stuff from down there, and you know, like the Houston rap scene and things, and I don't really see a lot of Lil Troy. I see a lot of other people, but not him so much.
He can't really name another song that he put out that strikes the same. Like, it don't get the same it don't hold the same weight.
No.
The one hit wonder there.
Hmm. All right, I got a few more before we get out of here. Cause now, some of these is like, you know, one of them's my era, Stanky Leg.
Yeah.
Yeah,
about Jesus
boys or whatever.
Yeah, then Whoop, There It Is. And then what's I Got a Man?
Positive K. Yes.
Oh, hell, about, watch me. Dude's in jail now, but watch me whip. Watch me nay nay, dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What about Ahmad back in the day?
Who?
Yeah, I can't even think of it. Yeah, that was a one hit wonder. I'm wondering who the hell they are.
What about Black Rob? Yeah.
Whoa. Black Rob? Whoa, yeah. They said Puffy Crusher.
What about Craig Mack?
What about Bone Crusher?
Oh, Bone Crusher. Yeah, he ain't never scared.
He's on this list. Chain Hang Low by Jibs. He came out that same era as This Is Why I'm Hot.
This is a question. I've never seen this one. This one kind of made me think. I want you guys to think about this one, ponder on this. Would you consider Player Circle a one hit wonder?
Yeah.
Or maybe, or is it because, so do you cancel out the success 2 Chainz had at the Player Circle?
Yeah, no. The group is a one hit wonder.
Yeah. Yeah. The group itself is definitely.
Okay. I was like, well, 2 Chainz had a very long and hit after hit career. So I guess that doesn't reflect on the group. That's him as a solo artist.
Yeah, that's a separate entity. Shit, Let Me Clear My Throat. That DJ Kool.
Yeah.
People play that at Eric Cookout. No Pigeons.
That time when I was a little kid.
No Pigeons. Oh, man.
and left me in my throat with a no-no at the crib. Like, what you clear your throat? You don't know what we talking about. that nigga hurt. I was like, all right, well, I guess not, dude.
Yeah, but yeah, now it's just a couple of lists. Oh, shit, Racks on, dude, Racks.
Racks on. YC. Racks.
Yeah, that was one. Yes.
And that's, yes, definitely. Mostly just hip hop. Like, if you go into R&B, there's even more because it's like that the staying power in R&B was a little, like, they just couldn't stay. I guess if you wasn't making hit after hit, then you wouldn't stay. And some people didn't have that type of ability.
Yeah, nah, R&B's a different battle. Or it's
so you feel it's harder to stay relevant in R&B than it is hip hop.
Yeah, I think it's harder. And that ain't even just with your like one hit wonders or your lower tier. I'm thinking even your top artists. It's harder for them to stay relevant album to album and song to song than it is for a rapper, in my opinion. That's just my thoughts. I think it's easy. I think it's easy to remain relevant as a rapper.
Then R&B artists. Okay. Them rappers mad at you. Like, what?
That's a thought, though, for real. I wonder which one it is harder to be, to stay relevant. Rappers are R&B artists.
Because in R&B, your voice carries you. But you so dependent on other things. I guess rappers don't write their own lyrics as much as they used to. So I guess, you know, you could count that. But an R&B artist is a lot of more hands is in that R&B song than it is as far as a rap song. And then you break it down to, there's a rapper every day. But a lot of them we don't even pay attention to. So as far as when you even become a mid star or a top star as a rapper, you get your fan base will carry you. And hip hop is the wave now, as where R&B is not. Like, you actually gotta search for some good R&B. Well, you gotta search for good rap too. But my point is, you gotta search for R&B in general.
Yeah.
Hip hop is like in your face all the time. You can't open a social media app without rap being in your face now.
I think a point that you made, though, proves why rap is probably harder to stay relevant in rap. And that's because the continuous emergence of new talent. Where R&B, we go with what we know. Rap, we're willing to test some new shit out.
Yeah.
Because it's known at us a lot.
Okay, I can see that point. But I would say as far as R&B is the same way, though. I guess you could point out to the same differences in between both of them.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's new talent. Because I was going to say, R&B is the same way. It's always the young. R&B, especially because it's based off sex appeal, it's always the younger looking person that, you know, that came in looking more attractive. They've kind of pushed people out of the way.
But we tend to lean on the artists we've always kind of listened to in R&B.
That's not technically true, though, because, you know, if you use Spotify and you on a Siri radio, you know what I mean? It ain't going to be Siri on that channel. It's going to be other artists. And that's how you end up finding new R&B artists. So you're going to listen to them the same way you would rap music.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That's true. I think it's an argument for both. That is, like you said, it is a good question, though. Which one is the hardest to do? Because for every point that I make on R&B, I come back with a rap point. So I guess it is kind of, which one? Joe, what you think?
I think it's a lot harder to stay relevant in R&B than it is for hip-hop. I think a lot of people, you know, like you're saying, people are more willing to test out different types of hip hop than different types of R&B. I feel like a lot of people get in one specific style. Like, I know myself, I get in one idea of like what R&B should be, and I kind of want to just stick in that category. Yeah.
And I think, Will, you said a few minutes ago where we stick to the same artists as far as R&B. Yeah, but we also stick to their same songs. We don't listen to their newer stuff. We stick to what Usher did around the Confessions 8701. You know what I'm saying? This last Usher album, I listened to it because Joe said it was good. So I did listen to it.
So what'd you think?
It was okay.
It was better than his last one, I thought.
I think, for me, when it comes to Usher, I have like a very high standard because I think, so we all know Confessions is this album. That's the one. But I always tell people, if Confessions is a 10, the 8701 joint is a 9.2 because that motherfucker was good too.
Yeah.
And then he followed it with, I think it was the thing, he did Usher versus Usher, which also was a good album. So Usher had this run where he was doing all of these really good albums. So then, like, I compared these last two to that run. And it's kind of like, it's all right. It's all right, yeah. But it ain't that. And I think that goes back to the point of, yeah, we stick to the same R&B artists, but we stick to what we know them R&B artists to be.
Hold them to that standard.
Yeah, we hold them in R&B as we're rappers. We don't really hold. Only rapper that I think gets criticized for not being to what they used to be is Wayne.
Yeah.
Everybody else we point to, yeah, like Jay and Nas. Nas ain't fell off. Nas actually has got better older as he got older. But
I ain't heard no news now, so I can't be a judge.
But I'm saying, like, most rappers, we just look at them and say, you know, what they're rapping about now is different than what the life they live in. As where I don't think Wayne gets that same grace. I think a lot of people still look at Wayne as you know, the mixtape Wayne, Carter 1, Carter 2, Carter 3 Wayne, you know what I'm saying, 500 Degrees Wayne. I don't think Wayne is getting the same grace as he done got older. Again, from my perspective.
I don't know. I think I'm a believer of like when you first heard the artist, the ones that we put on that stand upon that pedestal. I think it was around the best times of your life when you heard them. You know what I'm saying? So that standard for what they gave you at them times is the standard that we look at even now. You know. One big debate I always used to hear was about Jeezy. Everybody said, man, we'll never hear that one-on-one Jeezy again. I had Jeezy when he was with Boys in the Hood. You know, his music's changing, but you got to think, too, them brothers is getting older.
Right.
Yeah. So if they on the same thing they was on when they first dropped that, they show no maturity, no nothing. And I think that's where it kind of takes a curve for a lot of people, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I think, like I said, Jeezy. Yeah, Jeezy Tiny Desk is a good watch.
Yeah, the
Jeezy Tiny Desk is a good watch.
I seen a clip of it. I ain't get a chance to check it out yet, though.
Yeah, like I ain't got it through from all the way to the end, but from what everything I think I got past halfway through. It was a good watch. Matter of fact, I'm gonna finish it once I get the school.
What is it now?
Jeezy Tiny Desk.
Just filmed it, didn't he?
Yeah, I think it just came out this week, like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bunch of people do Tiny Desk. Tank.
Oh, he's got his?
Yeah, he got his. Jeezy did. Tank did one. Usher did one.
Yeah, I seen the Juvenile one.
Juvenile did.
T-Pain. Yeah.
T-Pain did one? I ain't know T-Pain one. I know
Scarface. I think T-Pain did one.
I seen Scarfaces.
I was going to say, I remember the Scarface one. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, we're going to get up out of here. Ed, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, man. Pleasure as always.
Yes, sir. President of Caucasian Relations, Joe, thank you very much.
Of course, anytime.
And man, Mr. Break Glass himself will always.
Oh man, I ain't never too busy to hop on the pod. And I got one that we need to cover in the future.
Okay.
1995 to 2005 was the best 10 years in rap.
Okay. We're just dropping gems at the end before we get out of here. We got to definitely do that. We definitely got to do that, folks. We got to definitely do that one. But I'm forgetting my outros. Thank y'all for listening to Hold Up and Another Thing presented by Mixed Vibes Media. Y'all should know the vibes by now. Check out From My Perspective, the sports podcast. Me and my boy Dion, we doing a thing over there every Friday. Can't forget Mixed Vibes on Sundays. But I am your boy, Mr. Bell, a.k.a. Can't say your name up on this pod. Might not put you to mind. Shout out Big Glow.